朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
家里面不要去订那些色情的杂志。
Don't subscribe to pornography.
家里面不要去租那些不好的录影带。
Don't rent pornography video.
当你自己把这些东西带到你的眼前来的时候，
When you bring these things in front of you,
你的私欲就容易被它牵引诱惑。
Then your desire is easily excited.
什么时候两个相遇，什么时候就犯罪。
Whenever those two meet together, they give birth to sin.
所以我们需要对我们的环境要小心。
So we need to be careful about our environment.
罗马书十三章特别讲到，不要为肉体安排，去放纵肉体的情欲。
So Romans chapter 13 tells us, do not gratify the desires of the flesh.
所以当我们一方面在这里拼命为自己肉体安排的时候，
So when we gratify, when we satisfy the desires of flesh,
我们怎么可能另外一面想要过得胜的生活呢？
How can we at the same time try to live a victorious life?
因为我们自己等于给仇敌开了一条 highway 通到我们的家来。
Because in a way, we're like opening the highway for Satan to come into our house.
几年以前在佛罗里达那边，南边这个大风雨过了以后，
Several years ago in Florida after a hurricane.
啊，很多人不敢回去。
Many people are afraid to go back to their house.
他们为什么不敢回去呢？
Why not?
啊，因为当水涨起来的时候，
Because they say when the water rises,
那原来活在那个沼泽地的那些鳄鱼通通都游出来。
Because those alligators we used to live in the swamp all came out.
所以他可能进到汤里面，进到别人的家附近去了。
So they could not live in towns or in people's houses.
那是从前他没办法来的地方。
And those areas they could not approach before.
因为下雨水涨起来以后，
because of this flood,
他给了他一个 access way, 给他一条路让他可以来了。
The flood provides an access to come to town.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们为肉体安排的时候，
So when we gratify, when we satisfy our desires,
我们等于就像这样子为了鳄鱼开了一条路直达我们的家来。
It's the same thing as we open up an access for the alligators to come into our house.
今天不要我们刻意去开路。
We don't have to open the way purposely.
我们已经说过 internet 已经把很多东西带进来。
You know, internet already brings so many things into our house.
电视带进许多的东西。
So does TV.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要求主来保守我们生活本身外面的环境。
So may the Lord guard our environment.
所以当试探生来临的时候，
So when temptations do come,
主耶稣教导我们的祷告，
The Lord teaches to pray.
保守我们，对不对？不叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
还是更好的翻译，不是叫我们不遇见试探。
It's not that we do not encounter temptation.
它更准确的翻译是不要把我们带进入试探，不叫我们陷入试探。
But lead us not into temptation.
不要 into 这个 temptation, 不要陷进去。
Don't fall into the temptation.
弟兄姊妹，当试探出现在我们眼前的时候，
So when temptation do show up in front of us,
当一些不好的事情出现在我们的眼前的时候，
But evil things show up.
当一些不好的思想出现在我们里面的时候，
But evil thoughts appear.
弟兄姊妹，我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们不陷进去。
So that we will not fall into.
鸟飞过来了。
Birds fly over our heads.
我们靠着主小心一点。
Let's be careful.
不让鸟在我的头上筑巢。
So the birds will not stop and make a nest over our head.
这是我们在主的面前可以做的。
And this is something we can do.
所以很多的时候有一些事情会出现在我们周围。
A lot of times there are things do happen and show up in front of us.
例如发脾气。
For example, our tempers.
一件事情让我们不愉快。
Something will upset us.
圣经上说生气却不要犯罪。
The Bible tells us, be angry but do not sin.
你发现有没有圣经没有不准我们生气。
See, the Bible does not forbid us from being angry.
尤其当人在那里不公义的时候，我们是可以有正义的愤怒在的。
Especially when there's injustice, we can have this righteous anger.
但是神说生气却不要犯罪。
But God tells us, be angry but do not sin.
很多时候当我们看见孩子或看见我们的配偶真是犯了错。
A lot of times when we see our spouse or our children make mistakes,
我们可能会有一点不高兴和生气。
We might get angry.
但是当我们过头了，
But if we go overboard,
当我们超过了主给我们的范围的时候，
we go over the limit,
你发现你自己里面想，我总算逮到你机会了，开始破口大骂。
If you think that this is the chance that I can revenge, and you start scolding and yelling,
你骂过头了，你发现你造成伤害了。
If you go over the limit, you will cause damage.
你发现你过头了，你在主的面前你也得罪主。
If you go over the limit, you even offend God.
几乎最近几年，你每一年夏天，你都会发现在 highway 上有枪杀的事情发生。
In recent years, it's almost like every summer there's a highway shooting.
夏天大家热，心情本身已经不舒服、烦躁。
Because in summer it's hot and people are grouchy.
在 highway 上有人突然 cut in 的时候，你心里就有人就开始生气了，对不对？
So people get upset easily when other people cut.
弟兄姊妹 temptation 出来了
and that is a temptation
当你那个一报复的心理出来的时候
but when the desire of revenge appears
两边就开始争来争去
and then they start compete
到最后就开枪
and then they start shooting
好这种事情我们报纸上看得太多
and these things happen more and more now
有一次有一个人
once there was a person
他开车开到一条小小的路上
He was driving on this narrow way.
他突然他的车子坏掉了。
All of a sudden his car stopped.
他急得不得了，后面的人一直按他喇叭。
And the guy behind him just kept on honking.
就是不停的。
The guy behind him just kept on honking without stopping.
让我们碰到这样子的人真的很生气啊。
It's easily upsetting, right?
我车子坏，我已经很 frustrated. 我又不是故意，或者我又不是我希望他坏。
It's bad enough that my car wrecked. I didn't do it on purpose, right?
但是前面这个人他非常非常的老练
But the person in front is very mature
他试了几次没有办法开
He tried several times, he couldn't start his car
他就下车走过来
So he walked around the car
后面的人就很紧张
And this person is very the guy behind him is very nervous
但是看见他的态度非常的慈祥
But then as he sees his face very kind
他过来他说 Hi, 他说先生他说 I need help 我需要帮忙
So he come over and say, Hi, sir, I need help.
啊，你可不可以帮我去发动发动车？我来帮你按喇叭。
Can you try to help? Can you help me to start a car and I'll help you honking?
后面那个人很不好意思，但又不想帮，他就从旁边就这样绕走了。
And the person got so embarrassed, he just drove away.
但是这种例子我们可以知道，很多可能演变成为打起来。或者枪杀的事情。
We know that this kind of incidents can easily cause some tragedies.Shooting tragedy.
环境常常在这里激动我们这个人的血气
Because the environment often excites our anger.
当我们私欲一被牵引诱惑的时候，两个一拍就生出事情来。
When our desire is excited, and then they clap together, and that's sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，在环境上我们要求主保守我们。
So may the Lord guard our environment.
如果不小心我们真碰到这样子的事情
，If somehow we just encounter this event, 求
主让我们不陷入试探。
May the Lord protect us not fall into temptation.
当我们如果真的胜过了一次试探
，And if we overcome one temptation,
我们也不要松懈下来。
Do not relax and let loose.
记不记得在路加福音第四章，当主耶稣受完试探的时候
？Remember in Luke chapter 4 when Jesus when Satan finished tempting Jesus.
在十三节那里讲到，他说撒旦用完了各样的方法，就是试探主以后。
The Bible tells us when devil has finished all this tempting,
他用各样的方法试验了主以后。
All these tempting,
他说他就暂时离开耶稣。
And then he left him until an opportune time.
把那个暂时好好圈起来。
Circle this opportune time.
我们一次得胜，两次得胜。
We might overcome once, we might overcome twice.
但是并不代表仇敌就不回来。
But doesn't mean that the enemy will not come back again.
我上次跟你们讲过这个 John Wesley 的妈妈这个她有一个非常好的美德，就是她从来不说任何批评的话。
I once told you the mother of John Wesley, she has a virtue. She never criticized anyone.
你在她口中听不见任何批评的话。
You will not hear any criticism out of her mouth.
所以有一次有人故意要来试试她，就说：“那你 say something about 撒旦好不好？”
Then one day, someone wanted to test her, so they asked her, "Can you say something about Satan?"
还想她妈妈一定也会开始终于说些不好的了。
Because the person thought at least she would say something bad, right?
没想到妈妈说，她说撒旦，我最佩服的一件事情，就是他从来不 give up。
But then she said, the thing I admire Satan the most is that he never gives up.
非常 persistent.
He's very persistent.
他要摧毁我们，他就是不放弃的。
He wants to destroy us and he never gives up.
就像海浪一样。
Just like the ocean waves.
一次不行,
Once.
第二次了,
twice.
第二次不行, 第三次了,
or three times.
今天结束了,他退潮了,他明天再来。
Today is low time. Low tide, then he will come back tomorrow.
我们看见多少盖在海边的房子或是树，一个一个被它吞下去。
We have seen the ocean develop so many houses and trees.
只有海里面的那个基盘、大磐石能够站得住。
But only those big rocks in the ocean, they can stand.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，这是讲到我们需要警醒。
So we need to be alert.
而我们底下讲到有一些环境是我们需要逃避的。
And then there are also some environments that we need to flee.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章我们请看22节。
Verse 22.
你们要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee the evil desires of the youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
请你们不要为的年轻人读啊。
Do not read this for the young people only.
少年人不是讲teenager。
The youth doesn't mean teenager here.
不是指他们。
It's not just for him.
保罗写给提摩太的时候，提摩太的这个时候恐怕已经有40岁了。
When Paul wrote this to Timothy, Timothy was in his 40s.
很多少年人的私欲会在我们的里面。
But there are many evil desires of the youth are still in us.
所以我们要逃避它。
Therefore we need to flee.
很多的环境我们要去逃避它。
We need to flee from a lot of environments.
约瑟为什么能够不在他祖母的诱惑下犯罪？
That's how Joseph run away from the mistress.
因为他里外都逃。
Because he flee in his inside and outside.
当平常他的祖母一直用眼睛跟他讲话的时候。
When the mistress was always trying to tempt him.
天天用眼睛跟他讲话。
Every day she tempt him.
他逃避私欲。
He fled his desires.
当那天祖母抓住他的时候,
and that day when the mistress grabbed him,
他逃避这个环境,
he fled away from the
弟兄姊妹,他不让任何的事情发生在他的身上,
he would not let anything happen on him.
弟兄姊妹,我们要求主保守我们,
may the Lord guard us, protect us.
有些环境我们真是要逃避他,
we need to run away from a lot of environments. 我们今天是青少年都上来听这篇讲道, today Timothy and Titus were here.
我昨天举了一个例子是认识姊妹星期五晚上拿给我看的。
My wife Nancy showed me an article on Friday.
他是那个 Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson, 他写的一篇文章。
It's written by Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family.
我非常非常鼓励弟兄姊妹还有年轻的孩子们多读他的书。
I highly recommend you read his books.
是非常非常好的书，他的书。
His books are all very, very good.
他在里面讲到说有一群的医生们做了一个实验。
This article says there's a group of doctors who are conducting experiments.
他们找了很多的年轻的孩子们来。
They gather together young people.
每10个人成为一个 team, 成为一个小组。
And they group them by 10s.
然后呢,他们把他带到一个房间来。
And then he will lead them into a room.
每一次10个人带进来。
Every time he will lead 10 people in the room.
让他们坐在教室的后面一点。
And then he will ask them to sit at the back of the room.
他前面拿了一张小小的卡片。
And then he will show a small card.
他告诉他们说每一张卡片上面都写了3行的字。
And then the card has 3 rows of letters.
而且这三行没有一行是一样的，都是长短不一样，每一行有长有短。
They all have different lengths.
那么当我指到最长的那一行，你认为那是最长的那一行，就请你把手举起来。
So when I point to the row that you think is the longest, please raise your hand.
如果不是最长的那行，你就不要举手。
But if I point to the row that's not the longest, you don't raise your hand.
所以他重复的让底下的每一个学生都知道他的instruction以后。
So he repeats his instruction until everyone understands.
然后他开始把第一张卡片拿起来。
And then he starts showing the first card.
那第一行是第二长的，第二行是最长的，第三行是最短的。
The first row is the second longest, the second one is the longest, and the third one is the shortest.
那他这个实验里面有一个秘密的地方是孩子们不见得都知道的。But
there's some trick in this experiment.
就是这每10个人的小组里面有9个人事先已经告诉过他们。
That among these 10 people, 9 of them have been told in advance.
就是说请你们当我碰到中 敲到中间的那一行，就是第二行的那一行，你们举手，要举最长的那一行。
So these 9 people have been told in advance that they should raise their hands when the doctor points to the second longest.
那换句话说，只有一个小孩子他不知道这件事，他蒙在鼓里面。
So on the other hand, only one child does not know about this secret.
那么当他这样做的时候，他就把第一张卡片拿起来。
So when he showed his the first card.
所以第一行不是最长的，对不对？
So the first row is not the longest, right?
所以而且是第二长的。
It's the second longest.
所以那其他九个孩子通通把手举起来。
And then all these nine kids raised their hands as they were told before.
举起来以后呢，那一个唯一不知道的那个孩子。一看他觉得那个不是最长的。
And so the only child who does not know about this trick,
可是其他九个通通举手。
But because all nine other kids raised their hands.
他想那我一定听错了。
So he said, maybe I heard the instruction wrong.
你把手举起来。
So he raised his hand.
所以十个人都说第一行是最长的。
So all ten of them would say the first row is the longest.
所以这个人再拿出第二张卡片。
Then the doctor showed the second card.
在做试验以前，他再重新重复一次他的 instruction.
Before the experiment, he repeated the instruction again.
当我指到最长的那一行的时候，请你们举手。
When I point to the longest row, longest line, please raise your hand.
所以当他开始指的时候
，So when he start pointing,
碰到最长的那一行，没有人举手。
When he points to the longest line, nobody raised his hand.
那个小孩子明明就是听得很清楚啊，怎么大家都不举呢？他不敢举。
So the only child who didn't know about the trick, he was puzzled, but he hesitated to raise his hand.
所以他做了很多组的实验以后。
So after so many experiments.
他说 75% 的孩子。
He says about 75% of kids.
通通在这件事情上，他们 compromise.
They all compromise.
他们不在 peer pressure 的底下，他们去拣选了一个他们认为不对的事情。
They submit to the peer pressure and then they choose something that they do not believe is right.
明明他看的不是最长的。
Even though his eyes tell him this is not true.
但是大家举手，他跟着举手。
But he would just follow the rest of the group.
明明第一个就是最长的，别人不举手，他不敢举手。
Even to the longest line that because nobody raised his hand, he dare not raise his hand.
所以我们今天因为在座很多的年轻人，你们进到的这个青少年的阶段里面。
Because there are many young people among us today, you're entering into teenage years.
很大的一个 temptation 就是你的同伴。
There's the biggest temptation is your peers.
当你的 peer 都这样子做的时候。
But all your peers do the same thing.
你有没有勇气为着你认为对的你还站出？
Do you have the courage to stand up what you believe is right?
这个统计告诉我们只有四分之一的孩子这么做。
Statistics tells us only a quarter of the kids can stand up.
但是这个弟兄也告诉我们他说其实他说孩子们常常不知道一件事情。
But the doctor says, oftentimes children, when they don't know one thing.
那些真正敢为着自己所认为对的站住的人，反而是他的同伴们心里面所佩服。
That actually anyone who dares to stand up for what they believe is right will be admired by his peers.
他们不见得表达出来就是。
They might not express their admiration.
心里面会佩服说你为什么有这个胆量可以站得住。
But in their heart, they will have this wonder how you have this courage to stand up.
他附带做了一个实验。
And he also did an auxiliary experiment.
不要九个都唱反调。
Instead of nine,
他让有一个人做对的决定。
He let one of the nine make the right decision.
所以其他的实验就是有八个举的是不对的，但是有一个对的时候他举起来。
In other words, only eight people were instructed not to do the wrong thing.
被试验的孩子，他就有勇气举起来。
And in such environment, the child that's being tested will have the courage to raise his hand.
他有更多的勇气敢举手，拣选他认为对的。
He has more courage to choose what is right.
所以这就是为什么提摩太后书告诉我们的。不仅仅要逃避少年人的私欲。
That's why 2 Timothy tells us to not only to flee the desires of youth.
那毕竟还是消极的。
That is still very passive.
积极的要和那些倾心爱主的人一同追求良善的事情。
More aggressively, we should pursue righteous faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord with a pure heart.
当我们在真理上，在对的事情上不孤单的时候。
When we are not alone on truth.
我们比较容易站得住。
It's easier for us to stand firm.
所以有一个我很怀念的神的仆人，我不知道他现在还活不活着。我十几年碰到他的时候，十几年前他那时候83岁。
There was a servant of God that I often miss him.
Dr. Reverend Hill, 他是一个英国的弟兄。
Dr. Reverend Hill, when I saw him, he was already in his 80s, 10 years ago.
他那天讲道的时候，他讲了一句话很摸着我。
That day when in his message, one statement really touched me.
他说 loneliness, 孤单永远是一个服侍主的人一个最深的考验。
Loneliness is always the deepest test of a servant of God.
今天我们能不能为着认为对的神的旨意我们能够勇敢地站住。
Today, do we dare to stand up firm for God's will?
底下当我们讲到有一些试探真的发生在我们眼前。
What if temptations happen in front of us?
我们需要忍受它。
We need to be persevering.
我们看一下哥林多前书第十章这也是我们今天背诵经文。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. That's also our memory, memorization verses today.
第十章十三节。
Chapter 10, verse 13.
我们一起来读。你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。神是信实的必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路叫你们能忍受得住。弟兄姊妹在这里讲到很多的试探临到的时候。
That a lot of times when temptations come,
真的发生在我们眼前
when they do come,
我们也来不及逃避的时候
we have no time to flee,
我们需要靠着主的恩典来忍受它
we need to stand up under the grace of God.
圣经上告诉我们神是信实的
the Bible tells us God is faithful.
虽然试探不是从神直接而来
even though temptations do not come from God,
但是试探跟苦难一样它临到我们
butTemptations are like tribulation. They come to us.
临到他所爱的子民身上的时候
Especially they come to those who God loves.
也在神的许可和管制底下
They're all permitted by God.
当他超过我们这个人所能受的时候
When it's beyond what we can bear.
神有时候替我们挡下来
Sometimes God will block it.
神的百姓刚出埃及的时候
Like when Israel first left Egypt.
神不带他们走沿着红海沿着大海的路
God will not lead them along the Ocean.
因为怕他们碰到非利士人征战的事他们就灰心就会退后
because God was afraid that they will face Philistines and they would be discouraged
神照着我们的度量来带领我们走这条路
so God lead us according to our capacity
你我的试探
our temptation might not be the same
但是有一件事情是我们可以知道的
but one thing we know
你我的试探
our temptation
都是你我可以忍受的
Can be bared by us.
因为圣经上明说
Because Bible tells us.
我们所有受的试探都是我们可以忍受的
All the temptations are bearable. They are common to man.
而且不仅仅这样子
Not only so.
在受试探的时候神要给我们开一条出路
When we are tempted, God will open a way out.
让我们能够从这里面走出来
So that we can walk out of it.
因为姊妹忍受试探是痛苦的事情
It is indeed a suffering to bear temptation.
但是不忍受试探你会发现你的痛苦更大
But if you do not resist, then your pain will be even greater.
忍受试探要付代价。
It is true that it costs, you need to pay a price to resist.
不忍受试探那个代价更大。
But if we do not resist, we have to pay an even bigger price.
既然我们讲到了大卫。
We talk about David.
大卫那天看见了乌利亚的妻子八十八在那里洗澡的时候。
That day when David saw a Uriah's wife was bathing.
试探那么强的一下进到他里面来。
The temptation came to him so strong.
他要把他压下来是要付代价。
It is true that he has to pay a price to suppress it.
因为他胜过他私欲。
Because he has to overcome his desire.
他压下来他是要付。
True that it's not easy. He has to pay a price to suppress his desire.
但是我们发现当他不肯付代价的时候。
But yet we can see that when he Do not want to pay the price.
后来为了这件事情付的代价何等的惨重。
Later on, he paid an even bigger price for his sin.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。